Hello, this is Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online. This Saturday, March 22nd, we are bringing you the latest updates from the Australian insurance industry. Recent headline in the landscape of Australian insurance news involves a run-in between QBE Insurance and an uninsured driver. The dispute centered around an accident involving a QBE-insured vehicle and said uninsured driver at an intersection near a fire truck in Queensland. The driver, lacking insurance himself, pointed fingers at the insured who, in his perspective, stopped abruptly, leading to a collision. Although hazards at blind corners were emphasized in a statement by the Queensland Fire Department, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, wasn't swayed. AFCA concluded that the uninsured driver failed to uphold the safe distance rule while driving, thus resulting in the unfortunate mishap. Essentially, the driver's negligence, at least in part, contributed to the collision. As a consequence of this, the AFCA denied the uninsured driver's plea for compensation. Requested coverages included vehicle damage, legal fees, and related costs. QBE was, however, directed to pay a small sum of $500 due to an initial miscommunication about the financial implications of the accident. Switching topic, we turn towards a call to action from the Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby. There's an appeal for insurance companies to allocate a considerable $250 million yearly, forming a contribution fund intended to tackle disaster risk mitigation while also improving insurance accessibility. This proposal, brought forth by the ASIL Chair Tyrone Shandeman, suggests that the cost shares for the Insurance Council Australia members would be minimal, encouraging insurers to prioritize policyholder benefits. The fund would supplement disaster-stricken areas, provide premium relief, and encourage research into long-term insurance initiatives. Shandeman highlights this move as key in restoring public trust, particularly due to the rather high profit margins held by insurers. This proposition echoes steps taken in the direction of a proposed $30 billion flood defense program by the Insurance Council of Australia. Lastly, we visit another case involving QBE Insurance and a fraudulent rental claim related to a storm from January of last year. The claim, originally falling under an owner's corporation residential strata plan, covered water damage as well as asserted rental losses. AFCA sided with QBE, ruling the evidences provided were intentionally falsified, leading to the reversal of the payout. QBE successfully recovered $46,830 in payouts and costs, underscoring the pressing necessity for transparency and integrity in all insurance dealings. That wraps up our weekly insurance roundup. For more insights and information, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori reminding you to stay safe and well-informed. Until next Saturday, take care.